Right now, though, time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by
Autoflex Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I won't go to Kroger for 6 months or something like that. I got a big old moose in the freezer.
Some disturbing news coming out of the world of rock and roll. And I know one man that is having a rough day today, and that is your old pal, a man that you have had drinks with and broken bread.
Rick Nielsen?
No, John Bon Jovi. Remember when y'all went to dinner?
Your best friend.
Yeah, I remember when we happened to be at the same place at the same time.
Did you talk to him?
We had a little visit.
Okay, so you had dinner with him?
No.
Well, your best friend has a daughter, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an interesting story from several angles. It almost affects the ticket.
The ticket?
Because I didn't realize this about John Bon Jovi. He has a daughter, a 19-year-old, named Stephanie Rose Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
That's his real last name.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's like George DiGiani.
Exactly. So, you wonder, because his name is John Bon Jovi, just like George DiGiani.
Yeah.
And his real name is Bon Jovi, B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, will there be a time, hopefully in the near future, where he makes a public plea for people to start calling his band Bon Jovi?
Great information.
I'm going to say no to that.
It is great information.
It is great information.
All right, we're burying the lead here because John Bon Jovi's daughter, Stephanie Rose Bon Jovi, was reportedly arrested this morning at her upstate New York college.
Uh-oh.
After overdosing on heroin.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The news comes from TMZ, who learned from the town of Kirkland Police Department that cops arrived at Hamilton College. Familiar with Hamilton College?
No. I don't believe I am.
It's got to be really expensive, really liberal arts.
Really exclusive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You probably got to really try hard to get in there.
Right. The cops arrived to a Hamilton College dorm room after hearing a report that Stephanie Rose Bon Jovi, 19, had overdosed.
YOLO!
Emergency medical personnel found her unconscious but alive. The police department said that there was, in her room, heroin along with marijuana and drug paraphernalia. She was arrested on three counts: possession of a controlled substance, possession of marijuana, and criminally using drug paraphernalia. And I guess another boy was there. Or student, I guess. Man, I don't know what do you call college people?
Co-eds.
Kids?
You call them college-age kids.
Because they're kids, right?
They're kids.
Well, 21-year-old Ian S. Grant, or Ian.
All right, in the eyes of the law, he's a man.
He is a man. He was also arrested and will be ordered to appear in a court of law. How do you think that phone call went? Who called old John Bon Jovi?
I don't know. They might have gone through Dorothy.
What?
Is that his wife?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or Dorothea, as she may be known.
If I were part of the John Bon Jovi publicity team, I would have somehow gotten a hold of George DiGiani.
Or Dr. Salmon.
And had George make the call. And set it up by saying, I, too, have faced name demons just like you. And then, you know, get him talking about eggs and how exercising is unhealthy. Because I'm convinced that's the next line from George. That if you're working out more than like 48 seconds a day, then it's unhealthy.
How smoking cigarettes can increase your life.
Right. How AIDS can make you a winner. But, yeah, this is sad. She's a weird-looking cat, too. What does Dorothea look like? I don't know if I've ever seen her before.
No, not bad.
She is the oldest of his four children.
I'm sure he can do better and probably does regularly.
You think?
She's not an unattractive girl.
But he's been with the same broad for a long time, right?
That's right. He stayed married.
I think they got married, I want to say, when they were kids. They were high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
And they got married right out of college.
She supported him down that rock and roll trail.
That's right. That's right.
Hi, this is George D. John. What if I told you Doc X, Lance Armstrong, and John Bon Jovi love tender balls? Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
I forgot about their friendship.
They are friends.
Of course he should have called.
Tender balls.
I mean, if nothing else, George could hook him up with Doc X.
Yeah, who knows what kind of ground Doc X covers, you know? Is he a gynecologist? Is he a drug rehab guy? What does he do? Do we really know?
It could be just a nickname. Maybe he's one of these guys who takes care of things and facilitates things.
Who's Dr. X?
Who's that?
I can't remember her name, but she's like his sidekick. She co-hosts.
Oh, she's George's sidekick?
Yeah. She's not on every week. She's on every now and then.
What's her name?
Perhaps she's physical therapist McCall. I really don't know.
Well, come on. You're supposed to know this stuff.
You're the George DeJean expert.
I met her the time that TC and I mixed with him. Like, it was the most exhilarating 10 minutes of my life.
I've never met a man so obsessed with another man as Jake is George DeGianni.
I will make no apologies either.
No. I mean, look. George is a fascinating fellow.
He likes to be good at sex and likes to share sex tips with the P1s on how to be more virile.
You think he's real concerned about his sex prowess?
It's all he thinks about.
We're meant to procreate.
Can you imagine?
That's right. That is all he thinks about, I'll bet you.
Can you imagine him being a father? You think he'd have a lot of patience for his kid being like 2 pounds overweight?
Wouldn't let him eat bananas because that's nature's Snickers bar.
Is that what he says?
Yes.
For real?
He's been saying
bananas?
That for years.
Yes.
I thought bananas were healthy.
Instead of nature's Snickers bar, he'd have him eating nature's scrub brush all the time.
There are other sources of potassium. You do not need to eat nature's Snickers.
Man, I like bananas.
Well, I saw some boobs recently.
What are you doing? He's going through our Dijon inventory.
You think as he's eating that, as he sees his son eating that banana, he just looks at him and says, "What about eggs?
What about eggs?"
Michael, here's a story for you. It was the summer of 19.
Well, that last one was for me.
Well, yeah, this one's for you too.
Point your guns elsewhere.
This is not a gun. It's just a story that I think you'll appreciate. Did you like the last one?
Yeah.
All right. In the summer of 1969, a young Michael Jagger, otherwise known as Mick, was in love. He was in love with a woman named Marcia Hunt. Matter of fact, so in love that they had a child together.
Please.
Mick's first child.
Yes.
And she was a black American model and singer.
Yeah. Right.
She was the face of the West End musical Hair.
Yes.
And she is the inspiration for the Rolling Stones song, Brown Sugar. Well, during that summer of 1969, when they were frolicking together and youthful lovers, he, of course, being pre-internet, decided that the best way to stay in touch with his Brown Sugar would be to write her letters. And supposedly he wrote her all kinds of letters. From all different locations when they were on tour, when he was filming a movie. He was filming Ned Kelly at the time. And she kept these letters. And now she is selling them. They're going to be auctioned off next month because, as she says, and I respect her for this, I'm broke. I need the money.
Fine.
I appreciate her honesty.
Yes, I do too. Nothing more need be said. They support you, sister. I might even buy one.
They show Mick in a completely different light, not to be this, I don't know, how would you describe Mick back then?
Dangerous.
Okay, yeah.
He was very, very dangerous.
These letters paint him...
threatening and looming.
They paint him in the opposite light. He makes many references to literature, his favorite books, the landscape around him, news events.
He was trying to be a sensitive lover.
He was trying to be a sensitive lover because, you see, even though we all know that what Mick was all about on stage, it was 1969, and it was cool to kind of be that show your sensitive side, right?
Mm-hmm. To Nancy.
Yeah, Norm dabbled in poetry.
You can't tell me that you never wrote poems to girls.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
Can you imagine?
I guarantee you, you did. Oh, Sophia.
Need you.
Dearest lover.
Need you.
My balls ache for you. The end.
Go Rangers.
Why don't you do it others? If I want to, I can bring so much soreness down on you. Why don't you do another story and aim it at somebody else?
Was everything tagged with Go Rangers?
It still is.
That's enough.
The sea was angry, my friend. Go Rangers. The letters are expected to fetch between $110,000 and $160,000.
That'd be a nice payday for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched Charlie is My Darling last night.
By the way, tomorrow night is the Stones documentary.
Yes, Crossfire Hurricane. And here, of course, is our mandatory Rolling Stones story for today.
And Friday. Man, when are we going to fit this in on Friday? Like 5:30?
What?
Or the Rolling Stones segment. Because we got to do a whole segment on the doc, right?
Probably save that for next week.
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
Dude, it's Football Friday, man.
Dog.
He's right.
Dog.
Football!
God.
But Charlie's My Darling's cool, man. Have you seen
it? You like that?
Yeah. My favorite scene was Keith at the piano and Mick drunk.
Yes.
So funny. And they're trying to sing Elvis songs and Beatles songs.
Oh,
and
just, God. He was so drunk.
Where'd you see it, Danny?
It was on
the audience channel on DirecTV.
That's right. That's right.
I'll email it to you.
All right. That's weird. Okay. All right, we got to go.
Well, you should see it, too. You're the one who loves the Rolling Stones.
You would absolutely love it. And you know who's hardly in it at all?
Who?
Bill Wyman. And you know why?
Why?
Because he's out getting laid.
That's right.
All the other guys are hanging out with each other. They're writing songs and smoking cigarettes. And Wyman is never around unless they're on stage because he's out getting
That's
ass.
Right.
He was hitting all the fat chicks.
Yes.
Getting the leftovers.
No.
Okay. See.
He got the best looking ones.
Not true.
Dude,
that is
Corby,
what they said, Corby.
This is even mentioned by their manager.
In the movie?
Yes. Like, no, at the end. The thing that was cool is at the end of this one, they had a talk about the film thing, and the guy that made the film was interviewed by Dave Grohl, and then they did
Did you hear that?
Mike? Dave Grohl?
Yes.
They showed how the film was restored. It's really good, man. The movie itself is less than an hour long.
What'd you think of them playing?
The sound quality was crap. I couldn't really decide if it was really that performance that we were hearing. It didn't seem like the audio synced up with what I was watching them do on
stage.
Boy,
it did to me.
Yeah, it didn't really kind of, I don't know. I had a lot of questions about the performance, but pretty bombastic, man. Pretty punk rock. That version of Satisfaction was ridiculous. It sounded like the Ramones playing Satisfaction. It's cool.
Check it out.
You're cool.
All right, that is entertainment news for today.